Welcome to One More Game, presented by Hoosier Pickleball. I'm your host, Matt Brandenberger, alongside my cozy, homemaking wife. Don't we just look like we got the fire behind us, got some pickleball on the TV?
It's our fireside chats,
like FDR. Welcome to Pickleball Fireside Chats with Matt and Abby. We're glad to be with you.
We can do something with that. That's good.
You like it?
I like it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Spinoff. Another spinoff. You can come up with the name this time.
Okay.
Since you don't like my spinoff name. We are in our house again. Remember when we said we were going to be recording from Ace all the time? And life's just been too busy and crazy. And it gets to be Sunday night. And we go, man, we need to put out an episode. We better do that real quick before bed. That's literally what we do. So we are going to shoot for maybe the next time, right?
Because we can do it.
Things are starting to kind of get into a routine. I think we're going to be good. Basketball's over now. The girls had their tournament today. It was bittersweet. The bitter part was losing the first game of the tournament. The sweet part was it gave us the rest of the afternoon off. And you know what? There's only so much third and fourth grade girls basketball that one man can take. Or one wife can take watching.
Girls basketball is tough to watch. I'm just going to say
at that level for sure.
At all levels.
Wow. I didn't say that. Ladies and gentlemen,
I did not say that.
Abby said that. It was a good season. Saw a lot of progression in the girls, and that was fun. I do love coaching them, but every Sunday afternoon, four games between both girls.
It's like 5 hours of basketball.
It was a lot. So
that's good.
We got through January. Saw all the January memes. What was your favorite one?
It's been a rough year or something. Like, January's been a rough year.
January is a long
month. January 47th.
Yeah. And now, spring break. Like, once you get to February, it's like next month is spring break month.
Yeah.
So
we can do this, guys.
We're there. We're getting there. But it is nice, man. I'm just going to say, like, it's nice to have Ace. Like, this morning, I rolled out of bed and was like, I'm just not sure if my knees can take it. I'm just going to go back to bed. Slept for an hour and then went in and still played for
You texted me. You're like, should I? Because I was there. And you're like, should I come? And I was like, yeah. And we got some great games in.
We actually played pretty well, didn't we?
We did.
Should we recount?
No.
No.
But it was really good.
It was. We talk about
the times we fight and we have a hard time. Let's also say, like, we had a good day today.
We did. Absolutely. And I would say it went both ways. I felt like I was very complimentary of your game. And when I did have like little tips, you were very receptive.
Yes.
So I put it more on you. You did a great job of listening to me today. Did I just ruin it? Crap. Oh, well. Let's talk about one other. What was the funniest thing that happened this weekend?
The mouse.
We had a mouse in the house.
I mean, people are here for pickleball, but can we tell the story real fast?
Sure, real quick.
Okay.
So when did you discover the mouse?
So Friday morning, I was getting ready to go play pickleball, and I was packing lunches, and I heard a scurrying across my kitchen countertops. And I turn around just in time to see the mouse dive over the back of my stove.
It was up on the counter, not running on the ground. Which is always more creepy when it's, like, up on your stuff.
I was just, like, almost puking. Like, I kept it together, though, and I just texted Matt, like, I'm leaving. There's a mouse in the kitchen. So instead of putting out like the snap of their neck trap, which I now will always use, we put out the sticky trap, which caught the mouse live, which we then found last night. It was alive, struggling.
We're just really compassionate people.
And Matt's like, I can't do this. And I was like, I can't do this.
But you did.
Well, I still can. Matt threw it in the trash can and I hit it with a shovel. that's the end of the story.
That's the short story. But yeah, I'm gonna say this is not an endorsement for those sticky traps, other than they
worked. It worked.
But when I saw that poor little mouse,
and it was like just looking at me, save me.
And it looked like one of my little puppies looking at me. But it was already like, I don't know what sort of poison, or it looked like it was foaming. Like, it was just so gross. So it was a mercy killing when you did it. But if our neighbors heard us outside last night, what time was it? Like 11 o'clock?
And you're like, I can't do it. And I was like, I'm going to hit you with the shovel if you don't get this mouse out.
I just imagine our neighbors next door in their hot tub were listening, like, what is going on? I felt like it was an episode of like the Ozarks or something. It was pretty ugly. But poor little mouse got put out of its misery. And now, hopefully, one of the girls did say, well, what if had babies and there's a whole bunch of them?
So, I just got a little nauseated.
Yeah, it was not okay. Great.
Anyway.
So what else?
Pitbull Rocks update.
Yeah, we're not going to say much.
We're
again,
not. Okay? That's okay.
We're going to maybe the next time, next podcast, I think we'll share a little bit more. So we are going, I will say we are going on Wednesday down to the trial. I'm not going to say.
We're
going to
testify.
I was not going to say that. Oh. We need to talk about these things before. I don't know if I want people knowing
why
that we're going to testify. Because I don't know. We actually don't know if we're going to testify.
Okay.
So we have been asked to testify. But more out of curiosity, we are just going to go to see what's going on, to tell possibly our side of things. But we'll see. It's going to be very interesting. There's been a little bit more buzz on Facebook recently as well. So
it's been on the news in Indy. It's in Fort Wayne. Like it's
everywhere. It is definitely everywhere.
We're in it, baby.
Like it or not, we are.
We like to be where the action is.
Not really. Not in this. In this instance, I do not like to be where the action is. We'd prefer to be far, far from the action. But
here we are.
It's our daughter's birthday as well. Yeah. And so, is she coming with us? Did she say she didn't want to?
I don't know.
We offered to take her out of school for the day and have her come with us to see what a courtroom looks like.
She doesn't care.
She didn't care?
No.
I think we'll convince her to go.
Okay.
To get some, when you have five daughters, when
one-on-one time.
Yeah, it's very precious. And I think, I mean, what kid would not want to skip school? I think she's thinking like she wants to be at school to celebrate her birthday.
Yeah.
But she can do that the next day.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we'll have more information on that. I think we'll be able to share more about what's going on with that after that happens Wednesday. We got a couple tips today. Mm-hmm. Let's talk some pickleball.
Yeah.
Is that a good idea?
Okay. 7 minutes in, let's talk about pickleball.
Let's go. People can watch pickleball in the background. We have a fire going and pickleball going.
It's delightful.
It is. This is great. Who needs the Ace Studios when we have Fireside Chats with Matt and Abby? Is that the name of it? Is that your spinoff?
Yes.
Okay. Let's give your tip. Okay. We have kind of, we're each going to give like a tip. You called yours like an intermediate
tip. I think it's intermediate.
So
it was just something that because I can tend to, again, not coming from a paddle or a racket sport, I can tend to not have a big backswing, but a bigger follow through, which then I'm not ready for the response. And as we get higher and higher, like I feel like I can say I've played 4-5 plus. I haven't played at a 5-0 tournament yet, but I've played 4-5 plus. And so when I play 4-5 plus, those come back. Like you can't have a big follow through because otherwise you're still following through and that ball's back in your face. So today I was just thinking through all of my shots, just a shorter follow through, smaller swing.
More compact.
Everything just more compact. And I really felt like that was just really helpful today to think through that. So there's my, 4-0 to 4-5 tip.
So just thinking.
Everything's smaller.
Keeping not huge follow throughs.
Mm-hmm. Because comes back. Like that you can get away with that at
3-5. And you have quick hands. And so you can definitely get away with that at 3-5. And honestly, even at the 4-5 plus level, you can get away with it a lot of the time, but it's not ideal.
But don't. Practice not hitting it all. Yeah. Practice more of the kind of punching, I guess, is a good word for it. So that's gonna take kinda you maybe from that 4-0 to 4-5, 4-5 to 5-0 levels.
I like it. So just thinking more choppy, compact.
Yep.
Just not big follow throughs.
Yep. Not using your whole body to hit it as hard as you
can. So honestly, that's something probably tennis players need to think of.
Yeah, probably. Because they probably have more.
They kind of have those big sweeping C, isn't that kind of what they teach in tennis? Is that big kind of C shot where you're following through and way out of position, but just kind of have everything more in front of you.
Sure.
That's good. All right. Let's take a quick break. We're going shorter podcasts lately.
I think it's great.
You know, we're only like 9-10 minutes in here and we're taking our break. We're about halfway through already. So I like this.
I think
this is good. Mm-hmm. So we'll be right back right after this.
Parents, your teen driver or soon-to-be driver looks to you for guidance on safe driving techniques.
Drive Alive is an organization dedicated to young driver safety. Visit our website at drivealiveindiana.org to view videos designed to facilitate conversations between parents and their teen drivers.
Topics include getting to know your vehicle, understanding car insurance, simple car maintenance, and what to do if you just had an accident.
Visit drivealiveindiana.org to learn more.
Welcome back to One More Game, presented by Hoosier Pickleball. So, lots going on lately. Ace.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, got a couple updates. Glow Night. We had our first Glow Night last weekend. You brought the girls over. What'd you think of Glow Night?
I thought it was really fun. It's not going to be like where you're going to come to like play high level and win games, because I really think you could get hit in the face. It's hard to have depth perception. Like, you see the ball coming because right. It's glowing. But it's kind of surprising.
Sure.
So yeah. It's just more of a fun family.
I will always recommend eye protection.
Absolutely.
But yeah, especially on Glow Night. It is more of just like a fun recreational thing.
Yeah, like with your friends.
Yeah, it's like cosmic bowling. If you're a serious bowler, you're not going to cosmic bowling on a Friday night to like...
Very fair.
Really, really grind.
But it's fun. There was a lot of people there that I knew and enjoyed talking to.
But the great thing is also at our facility, unlike most glow nights where it's just going to take up the whole thing, is on one half you had going on, and on the other half you had serious pickleball going on because the lights are normal on the one side. So we still had like 11 quarts of glow and 10 quarts of just your normal pickleball.
And I tell you what, like the Friday nights that I've been at Ace, it is hopping.
Yeah.
And you now have two 90-inch TVs. I don't know. They're ginormous.
85.
Yeah. Okay. 85-inch TVs, and they're going to get couches.
Yeah, it's going to be the place to be.
Like, for sure. I'm going to just come hang out and watch TV.
And just let the kids run around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hope nobody snags them or something. But no, it was great. I'll honestly say, like, I was a little bit like, these glow things seem kind of gimmicky. Are people really going to want to come? But it was awesome. And I'm,
it was really
like,
fun.
I'm excited for the next one.
If you don't live in Fort Wayne, you should just come up, bring your family. It's like a Friday night activity.
Yeah.
It's fun to do. And then, again, the TV, the couches, like this part that's not glow. It's like whole.
Right. You can do it all. So Friday nights in Fort Wayne, place to be. It's going to be
Ace
Pickleball Club. So really like that. We also are just announcing our grand opening celebration. So we had our regular opening, and now as kind of things get going, we're shooting for the weekend of March 1st. So March 1, 2, and 3. Is going to be our grand opening celebration, highlighted by Jackie Kawamoto coming and doing like a clinic all day on Sunday the 3rd. Friday night will be kind of just like a celebration, probably do some glow that night, just like a big party. And then Saturday is going to be our minor league pickleball event. And this is the Midwest's first. I don't know of any other minor league event that's happened. Like, closest one is maybe been like Wichita or somewhere like Tulsa. I know they have done some. So this is like the first one in our area, and minor league pickleball is awesome. Like, you put a team together and you're basically doing major league pickleball, but at different levels. And you can be a 3-0 player and enter into like the Duper 12 category, which would be like it's a teams of four. So you take your aggregate Duper score. Or if you don't have a Duper score, you can just kind of estimate. You can self-rate. So anybody can play in it, whether they have a Duper score or not. And we're getting a good response to it, but it's going to fill up fast. So if you are a One More Game listener, make sure you go and check that out. You can find it on our Facebook page, Ace Pickleball Club Fort Wayne, and have links on it. But I'm super excited about it.
And we're on the same team.
We are teaming up. Are we playing together, though?
I don't know.
To be determined. We'll see, but yeah, we've got playing with a couple of our friends, and we're super excited about it.
Yeah,
I think we're in the Duper 20. Is that what we said?
I think so.
When we added all of ours up, we'll be in that big one. So that'll be a lot of fun to see how that goes.
Yeah,
can't wait. So definitely sign up. We need to fill that thing up, and I think it's going to fill up pretty quickly.
They usually do.
Yeah.
So
they have in other places. Yeah. I think as the word gets out in the Midwest, this is the first one. So hoping it gets out quickly, but we are excited to do that. All right, you ready for my higher level tip?
I am.
Okay, so stacking, if you're not familiar with stacking, so if you're a lower level player, this might be kind of the unfamiliar territory, but stacking is something you do where you have a player, especially in mixed, Abby and I will stack so that I play predominantly on the left side and she plays predominantly on the right side. We don't do it every time, but typically when
we're playing. If we were in a tournament and we wanted to win, we would stack. But in rec play,
most of the time.
Sometimes we don't.
Yeah. So when we get odd, so it typically, you know, if we are serving and we're on an odd number, then we're kind of sliding over back and forth. So it, you know, it's fine when you're serving, but if we get stuck on an odd number, so say we have three and we are now kind of on opposite sides. So when we have three, I'm on the right side now and Abby's on the left side. So we want to switch. We want to unwind and get to the right locations. So as the serve is coming, the returner, a couple things to think about, how can we easily switch? So the person who's already up, so let's say that I am on the right side and I'm up and the serve is coming to you. The things that you want to think about, because remember, you're going to then go diagonally and fill my spot on the right side, and then I'm going to slide over to the left to get to my preferred position.
And there's a blind spot when I'm passing you.
Yep.
Okay? So I have to be very quick because oftentimes that person is hitting when I am passing behind you and I'm at a blind moment.
Yep. Yep.
So you have to be very strategic in this.
Yeah. So sometimes people will actually not cross and they'll put the person on the other side of the court and kind of show their hand that they're going to do that. So there's a couple different ways you can unwind the stack. But typically when we unwind, we cross in that way. So what to think about when we're returning. First, we'll talk about, so that's called unwinding, just to kind of set the stage for that. So the first thing I would say is something that I was discussing this with my Bang Dink Ow partner, Ryan Kearns, just today, and made me kind of think through this whole idea. And he had a really good point that when hitting that return, if you can hit that, so you being a right-handed player, and if you are hitting that return and trying to go to the right side, if you can actually step over and hit that with your backhand, that's going to do a couple things. That's going to allow you about two extra steps to get to the line quicker. So instead of hitting it with your forehand and having to take those extra two steps to go all the way over,
run around it.
You run around it to your backhand and hit it so that you're a little closer.
I thought just learned something right now.
I thought that was
a
really good point.
That's a great idea.
So that's kind of the number one tip what this is centered around. But it made me think about what are some other things that you might want to do.
And I was just going to say, I was watching some friends play who will remain nameless, and I was watching them trying to unwind, and they were kind of getting worked over, and I was watching their opponent, male server, own them and just nailing them every time they were trying to unwind, and I was like, they need to stop on stacking for a minute because they're getting, they're losing points because they're stacking.
So they should have listened to this podcast. Previous
last week
we should have done it. We're a week late, sorry.
Right,
unnamed so, friends.
Right, so one thing was when we were talking about this, you didn't write this down, sorry. Well, just make sure it's a deep return, because I do think their returns were too shallow and it was allowing them to come in and they weren't in their positions yet and just getting nailed several times. I think the opponents won four straight points because they were getting stuck.
So you kind of stole my thunder.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But just one more point on that to just kind of bring another analogy into play is think of a baseball player. And I looked this up and they said, I couldn't find a definitive number, but in baseball, if somebody is bunting from the right side, a right-handed batter versus a left-handed batter, first base is closer to the left-handed batter's box. So they actually have about 0.1 second, which isn't much time, but every tenth of a second matters.
In MLB, it matters.
In Major League Baseball, absolutely it matters. And in MLP, in Major League Pickleball, and in pickleball in general, it matters, because the difference can be when you getting to that line, hitting a ball that would be down more at your, waist or below, or hitting a ball that might be up more attackable. So that tenth of a second can definitely matter.
Yeah.
You mentioned hitting the ball deep for sure, and also putting a bit of loft to it. The more loft and the deeper that ball is, it gives your partner time to slide over, it gives you time to get to the line as well. So Those are a couple tips. Mm-hmm. And then where to hit it.
Yeah.
I asked you this question and
I think middle.
Yeah. Middle's probably the safest. I would say possibly straight ahead of you so that it gives you a little bit more time if you hit it. If it's coming back to the space you're trying to fill and you're hitting it closer to them, that might be coming a little quicker right. to you. So mm-hmm. I would definitely say.
So you're saying if I'm on the left, I'm trying to get to the right kitchen line.
Yep.
I should hit it more in front of me
straight ahead.
Versus hitting yep. in front of you because yep. I'm
And then also depending on me as the partner to then kind of shut down that angle.
Yeah.
Like I need to make sure I guard my line. But I also, yeah. that's why, I mean, I would probably say middle to, you know, that two spot, as yeah. we call it yep. on the court,
yep.
To kind of the backhand, assuming the person's right-handed that's yeah. on, as we're looking at the left side of the court. So,
yeah.
so there's a couple higher level thoughts. Those yeah. might go over some people's heads, but even if you're a beginning level player, remember what we always talk about, your returns need to be deep. Your returns need to have a little bit of loft on them, and that always just allows you to get up.
Yeah,
to that
I feel like that's
well.
Just a good strategy to even just have as a fallback strategy. Is just mm-hmm. even a more lofted return. Even if you're not getting it super, super deep, you can loft a little bit, give yourself time to get up.
Definitely so. Gives you time. Absolutely. On that note, I have been teaching a little bit more. We've done some 101 mm-hmm. lessons at ACE, which is awesome. It's another plug for ACE is come out to our 101s. You can sign up on our website if you go to acepickleballclub.com and then find our Fort Wayne site. There's a calendar on there and we do about 6 or 8 101s. Those are free. You can come learn the basics of pickleball, whether you've played a little and just kind of want some basic tips, or if you haven't played at all, need to know the rules, how the game works and everything, you can do that at the clinic and then you can stay and play. It's like a free way. You could even try to trick us. Act like you've never played pickleball. Don't do that. You could though.
What's the 201?
And then the 201 is just kind of a little bit more advanced.
Okay.
So it's also free to our members. On that one though, if you are not a member, I think the cost is $35.
Okay.
And again, can kind of give you a kind of just basic tips on, you know, fundamentals cool. of pickleball and kind of the next level.
Yeah. So,
and then I also have started doing just some private lessons. So if you're ever interested in doing some private
yeah,
lessons.
I've got private lessons tomorrow.
You do? That's awesome.
At ACE.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great way to kind of get out there and meet some new people. The people that I gave lessons to, is their first time. They were ex-tennis players and it's delightful. I like giving beginners lessons and seeing them kind of that spark.
Yeah.
But it's also fun to give people who kind of know what they're doing a little bit yeah. more. And these two gals were awesome. So
good. That's so fun.
I look forward to giving yeah. them another lesson as well. So shout out to, I should say their names, Inga and Colleen.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Hopefully they're listening. And I really enjoyed giving them a lesson.
Yeah.
Look at this. This is another good.
It.
Yeah, I like these little quick ones. Yep. I think other people do too, because mm-hmm. this is like their commute to work.
Right.
Pretty much some people are sitting in their parking lot, just listening, ready to go into work on this Monday morning, assuming Abby can get this uploaded tonight. Let's end with something we love. What's something you love?
So today the sun came out and it was like kind of 40 degrees maybe.
Yeah, it was nice.
Didn't it kind of give you that sense of like, man?
Mm. Yes.
Although March is crazy town here in Indiana.
March is
a rough month. I think it can be crappy.
Yeah, it's in February though.
I know. But I'm just saying I'm excited about the sunshine and warmth. But I was just saying
right.
there's still a lot to come.
There's still a lot of bridges to cross before we're
yeah.
into the warm months.
Yeah.
I think for me, the sunshine was great. I said I love how much I'm loving ACE teaching. I'm also loving like that I could just go in today. It's not like permanent court time or where we lined up 10 people and people were depending on me to show up. Like, it's like I wasn't going to go. And then I decided to go and played for a couple hours. The flexibility
yeah,
is so nice.
There's been some growing pains.
For sure. And continue.
Which is
there
fine.
There will continue to be.
There were, like even yeah. Friday I was playing and some guy came up to me and was like, this man can't get into a game. And I was in the middle of a game and I was like, okay, has he put his paddle in the like saddle? Is that what it's called?
Paddle saddle.
The paddle saddle. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, nobody's letting him in. And I'm like, okay, he needs to talk to a member specialist. I look up and he's in a game then, in the next 5 minutes. And I was so thankful for that. But like, we're just not used to this.
Yeah.
And so like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like we'll get used to it. We'll figure it out. We'll start rotating and letting people in. It just, you know, it's a new thing. So we all just need to.
And I think I've chilled out a little bit too, just being able to play with more a diverse population of people.
We were just kind of stuck in our
Because you can learn something. And honestly, sometimes you play with people who aren't that higher level. They do things that surprise you. And so it teaches you.
Very surprising.
Teaches you to be, oh, I didn't think they're going to hit this shot. I need to be ready for that.
Right. That came right at my face.
I'm glad I had my protective eyewear on. So yeah, that's been good. And the other thing, I just got to shout out my boys.
Oh boy.
Let's go. Oh, let's go, Gunners. Big win over Liverpool today. Super excited. I know. Abby loves to hear my shouts of excitement during an Arsenal game. But they won 3-1, and it was a great win. So I'm excited. And listen,
the coach has really nice hair.
You think he has more than just nice hair.
He has a nice face.
His hair actually looks like Lego hair.
It does.
It's like sculpted.
It is.
Yeah. But yes, I was very excited about Arsenal's win today. And then that was my high, and then went and watched my girls play basketball.
You went and coached your third grader.
Our third graders did not score until 2 minutes to go in the game, but then scored two baskets and had a possession to tie it up. We lost 6-4.
Barn burner.
Could have been a baseball score.
Could have been a hockey score.
Could have been a hockey score. Could have been about anything, but it was basketball. 6-4 in 36 minutes of clock running action.
That is delightful.
So, all right, that's going to wrap us up for one more game. As always, thank you for listening. We really mean that. We appreciate all the support. Ryan and I are going to be back. We already have our person lined up. I'm excited. It's an up-and-coming player. Going to be one of the best guys in the area. I'm not even going to say his name, but listen next week. And we cannot wait to bring you Bang Dink Out. Abby and I will be back, though, in 2 weeks. Maybe broadcasting from Ace Pickleball.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's try it. But thank you. We'll see you next time. As always, we want to thank our sponsors, Hoosier Pickleball, Drive Alive Indiana, Ace Pickleball, and Whelan Real Estate. Reach out to Abby B for all your buying, selling, investing, and other real estate needs. In addition, a big thank you to the Ace Pickleball Studio in the world-famous Spiess Fieldhouse. Please make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or find us on YouTube at One More Game Pod. That's the number one More Game Pod. Hit that subscribe button and be sure to leave us a 5-star rating to help us spread the love. You can also find us on Facebook and TikTok at Hoosier Pickleball for all kinds of fun, tips, tricks, and other family shenanigans. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time.